This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is called the greatest insurrection in world history. It's as big as Pearl Harbor, close to 3,000 dead. We must all give our rights up because of the shocking footage you're about to see.
Hey, man. Glad to see you guys. You guys are f***ing patriots. Look at this guy. He's got covered in blood. God bless you.
You good, sir? Do you need medical attention?
I'm good. Thank you.
All right.
I got shot in the face.
Where are they?
I got shot in the face with some kind of plastic bullet.
Any chance I could get you guys to leave the Senate wing?
We will. I've been making sure they ain't disrespecting the place.
Okay. Just want to let you guys know. This is like the sacredest place.
I know.
So I get there was some people attacking cops. One guy crushed a cop at the door. It's all wrong. But, I mean, I'm sorry. Chuck Schumer, Mr. Jones, saying this was the as bad as Pearl Harbor. That is really a criminal level of exaggeration, in my view.
Yeah, the gas. And what's even more shocking than the Democrats taking to TV and telling lies is to see the response to the lies. Like, they tell the lies. And then there's a response on Capitol Hill.
That's enough trips to take a major country they got in D.C.
Yeah, no. And what scares me about that is, you know, as a boxer, you throw your jab out and someone overcommits to defend against the jab, you make them available to a hook. You see that the gaslighting and the deception in the media and then this response, what message does this send to our enemies, to Russia, to China, Iran? That this kind of overreaction to gaslighting is really unbelievable. And this would have been an overreaction to the occupation of part of Portland for a summer. And again, the American people see the same clips over and over and over and over. I didn't see the side of the Capitol where the chaos happens, and I believe that you did. I didn't see that till I got to my hotel room. And it is startling when you see those same clips over and over. But then even when you see this gentleman, Angel or whatever is the guy with the horns, you know, when you see how he walked in and the confusion, and I hate to say this because my heart goes out, and I've gotten attacked for saying this, but my heart goes out for those Capitol Hill police officers, especially the one that shot the woman. And people get really offended me for saying that, but I blame whoever is responsible for there being very little.
Whoever, and they admit they were understaffed that day.
A lot of people have gotten fired, so I don't think it should be controversial to say this was a policing and planning problem. And I want to know, I have seen more police at local rock festivals than I saw at the Capitol.
I totally agree. Let's jam in a call from Richard in Tennessee. Richard, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Hey, I love talking to you. We were there. There's just a couple of things I want to cover. At the first part of the speech, it was pretty secure area. Everything felt fairly normal. But there were even right down, I haven't heard anybody mention this, but like even the music they were playing. When we walked up, the loud music was they were playing the Titanic theme song. And guys are just kind of giggling and laughing. But after that, it'd be like, you know, three or four Michael Jackson songs in a row or just different. Not music for the people that were there. You know, but we all gathered afterward. We walked down K Street and everything. And I haven't heard a lot of people mention of just how big of a ghost town it was. Right down to there was no one. It was like if you took I Am Legend movie and you filmed it, you took us all out of there, that's how it seemed. For blocks, there was no one. So we were funneled down, and you could start hearing some loud rap music and playing, and we were forced to walk kind of through an area with BLM. Saw no police officers or anything before that, but they were lined behind them with just rows of police officers while they're yelling at old men that were with canes that could barely walk down through there, calling them names, screaming, spitting. And then we just funneled through that and walked down the Capitol. I had my adult son with me, and as we approached the Capitol, he's just like, you can't do this. You can't walk up here, you know, like this and just, there was no one, as the previous guy said.
Don't hang up. A one-minute break for stations to join us. Richard, I want you to finish your story, then President Jefferson, then a final comment from Mr. Jones. Jason Jones, The Race to Save Our Century. Great book. I've read it. and we'll give you his website and more when we come back. Ours is InfoWars.com. Only way it gets spread is word of mouth. Please do it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
President Trump won in a landslide on November 3rd, but the globalists weren't going to let that happen. They had to have some way to repudiate the populist movement emanating from the United States that had spread across the world from the UK to Brazil. They were desperate. They admitted their own publications. They didn't know what to do. And so they put out 80 million fake ballots, violated state law, and stole it bigger than Dallas. And now they're coming after the president. They're coming after you. They're coming after me. They're shutting everybody off. The internet, they're trying to totally censor us. And that's why InfoWars is still in the fight, because we knew this was coming. We told you this was coming. We were the first main target, and we're still on air at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band on Video. Without your word of mouth, without your prayer, without your financial support, we can't stay on air. So while you still can, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get storable foods and high-quality products, supplements, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, we now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Kick them while they're up, kick them while they're down. Jason Jones' book that I've read is exactly what's happening today. He wrote a few years ago, The Race to Save Our Center. We'll have him back on sometime to talk about it. Taking some phone calls right now. I'm Alex Jones. Your host, Cheryl Salente, takes over in just a few minutes in the war room with Owen Schroyer. But, Richard, you were talking about all the police presence behind BLM and behind some of the folks, you know, the close to a million people for the Trump rally, and then you start marching towards Pennsylvania Avenue. I was the same. I was marching once probably 100,000 had already started marching to the Capitol long before Trump finished. And I get out there and there's all these crowds and not one cop car, not one person, nothing. And I remember saying, this is weird. We got to hurry up and get to the Capitol. I had a bad feeling. So please finish up.
There was just an eeriness to it because I was waiting for my friend. He was interviewed by somebody there. And so we're a little bit, you know, back the way. But, yeah, there was just that eeriness to it that you felt like, it just like if you took us out of there, there's no one. It's almost like the rats would flee. For blocks deep, there was no one. There wasn't anybody looking out a window. There wasn't anybody there. And then as we approached the Capitol, down at the bottom of the hill, and now just I'll remember it forever, but there's guys standing on type of a podium or it's like a little atrium. One guy's dressed like Uncle Sam. The other one dressed like Darth Vader. I kid you not. This is dark and light. This is good and evil, all of it. But he's got the green Antifa helmet on with the rest in full Darth Vader outfit. And I have a video of it. And he takes his hand, he turns up to the top of the Capitol. He's looking up, and he takes his hand to his ear because he's got an earpiece in. And they're communicating. And the Uncle Sam character, he's got a full bullhorn. And they're just trying to get people, you know, motivated and fired up. And you've got little old ladies. You've got, I mean, I helped the guys that had their...
Well, we've had a lot of witnesses, and I've heard the audio. They were saying, attack! Alex Jones says attack before I got there.
This is yours. Take this. This is your building. This is yours. This is yours. And everybody's like, calm down. You know, like, it just... But it was...
And look, that whole sea of people, for radio listeners can't see it, they were peaceful, and a few thousand climbed up on the thing, and then a few hundred went in. And we need Trump to go on the offense and expose all that. I appreciate your call, Richard. Send us the video at showtipsinfowars.com. Please, folks, this is important. Jason, I want to take two more calls from President Jefferson in the 7 minutes we have left, but obviously, I mean, disagree. This is a false flag. What can Trump do with 40-something hours left in office? Is he classifying? He's getting ready to pardon a bunch of people. What else can President Trump do? I think he can make a statement about now we have evidence of this was leftist groups leading the attack and show where they've taken credit for it.
Yeah, I do think he needs to make one final statement that would be gracious and magnanimous and point to the future. And, yeah, we need to stand with those folks. Alex, I shudder to think if I was one of the people in the middle of the crowd just moving forward with the sea of folks laughing and singing, and they could have walked right up those steps into the Capitol, and then they find themselves on an FBI website. And that could have happened to anybody that was there. And we need to stand with those people as well. The president should stand with them. But I think really I'm looking forward to seeing not only what the president is going to do in the coming weeks, but what are we going to do? And I think the gaslighting, the misinformation, the draconian control of social media and big tech, and thank God it's big tech. I mean, if it was big tech partnering with big government, you know, you couldn't unsubscribe from the Stasi or the KGB, but we can close down our Google email accounts.
No, I agree, but now they're teamed up with these Republican groups about the articles. The Republicans are involved. They're now going, they're suing Google and Facebook to take more people off, and now they're moving to other ISPs to remove everybody else who disagree with us. So I agree with you that we should have done the exodus like Matt Drudge before he did whatever he did. Said, you better leave big tech now. It's going to be too late. Well, if we'd have done this 5 years ago and started the exodus, we wouldn't be in this position now.
Yeah, and if we don't do it now, what position would we be in 5 years? It's challenging. But I hope, you know, necessity is the mother of invention. And in the past couple of weeks, we've seen the necessity, you know, and not only that, why would I be on Facebook when or Twitter when all it's doing is dividing my own family, my own friends? I'm watching best friends argue back and forth. And people.
That's right. You can still create a very inexpensive, cheap website and take photos of trees and your cats and your dogs or horseback riding or how you cook food or whatever. And there's lots of third party sites that have you post video and then talk about God in there or whatever. It's the point is move it away from them, decentralize the information, build it, and they will come. Preston, thanks for holding from Oklahoma. Then Jefferson, they're our last caller. Thanks, guys. Preston, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to share with you and the listeners the same story I've been telling all my friends is don't listen to the mainstream media. Listen to the people who are on the ground that were there because they're the ones that are going to be telling the truth, you know. And, like, the first night I was there, which was the 5th, I saw some dingy guys wearing, like, one will wear a MAGA hat, one has just a Trump flag as a cape, and one will have, like, a hockey stick as a flagpole. And you could just tell there's just something off. And I was like, man, something just doesn't seem right about these people. And then, you know, going into the 6th, it was just the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. Hearing all those people singing the national anthem together and hearing it echo throughout the city was just, it was beautiful. I wish every American could experience that, you know. And then you had things like there was a 77-year-old lady there who it was her birthday, and she went there all by herself so that she could see the president speak before she died. And she had a bag with snacks and emergency blankets, and she was handing out snacks and emergency blankets to people who were cold. And you know, it was stuff like that. And then when we marched to the Capitol, I saw this giant flag, like the flag you see up at car lots in big cities, and there's probably 40 people carrying this flag. And I marched with them all the way to the Capitol, and at one point I accidentally got underneath it, and it was just kind of a cool thing because I watched them carry it up.
Sure, this is all fascinating, and I apologize you had to hold so long. We got a lot of breaks like regular radio. What happened once you got there? What's your takeaway here?
Well, so all that was beautiful, but then at the end of the day when we went into lockdown, it was like a weird dystopia feeling. So it was like I saw two different futures. I saw the future of freedom and...
Exactly. Good, loving people together, a good president, and then all of a sudden a few people ruin it and the martial law is declared and it was all a setup. And so you saw all of it right there.
Yeah, exactly.
You saw the jaws of darkness close on something beautiful and vibrant.
Yep. And then in the evening, you know, because you couldn't buy food all day. Everything was closed. And so if you didn't have food there yourself, you're going to go hungry. And like after the lockdown happened, you couldn't go out of your hotel room. And
it's incredible, Preston, and now they want to make it worldwide. Real quick, Jefferson in Virginia, you're on the air with Jason Jones. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. Good to talk to Mr. Jones.
Go ahead, brother.
I believe the president is going to put the country in continuity of government so that he denies the Biden-Harris administration ascension by inauguration. There will be no president on January 20th, and that's just fine with Trump.
Well, that's kind of what Pachinik was hinting at, is there won't be any president, and then we'll have martial law. How is that good? I mean, who runs that? Who's in charge of that?
well, we've had continuity of government planned for this country since the nuclear age. This shouldn't shock us now that this is a possibility.
Yeah, we'd have to have, the whole Congress taken out. Congress will be Chuckie Schumer in charge.
No, they're all going to be arrested under 18 Code 242, deprivation of rights under color of law.
Jefferson, I want your name and number. Or call me on Wednesday. We're going to be doing a long broadcast into the evening. We're just going to merge all the shows and go to like midnight. We're going to take thousands of calls if I can. I want to hear what you have to say coming up on Wednesday. Jason Jones, please join us on Wednesday. After, I'll probably go commercial free. I mean, stations, we still have to fire the tones so they'll have their ads. But people just hear it, it'll cut off and go. I think I'm going to go commercial free for the inauguration. It's pretty historic on Wednesday. We'll just go commercial free. We'll still air some breaks. So we have breaks, but we're going to go till 10 o'clock at night on Wednesday. Okay, crew, you good with that? They are cheering with delight. Don't get too excited. All right, Jason Jones, the movietomovement.com, movietomovement.com, thegreatcampaign.org. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, the man coming up, Gerald Celente.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. It's the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change, someone wins $50,000. Just enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com, and it could be you. Touchdowns, field goals, safeties, extra points. Every single score change will draw one lucky winner from the square to win $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune into the Super Bowl on February 7th to see if you bring home some dough. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends 2/4/2021, 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. The NFL entities as defined in the official rules have not offered to sponsor this promotion in any way.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello. Creeping on The Alex Jones Show. And boy, is it important. I should say girl, too. I don't want to be a boy, girl. You say amen. You got to say a women. And, you know, anyway. This censorship is real, and it's only going to worsen. Actually, it was one of our top trends for 2018, censorship 2.0. You know, this is just the beginning of it. And it's really important that everybody do all they can to support InfoWars to keep the truth alive. And, of course, you know, we ask you to subscribe to the Trends Journal as well. There's no other magazine like it, and we do everything we can to give you the truth and trends. And what's going on today, you look at the headlines from, for example, the Cartoon News Network, CNN, and they have a thing about the riots in the Capitol. They show the video. I mean, you know, if these are really deadly riots, if people would be coming in with guns and blah, 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 you know, I don't know the details behind it, but I see a lot of cops opening up doors and a few of them letting people through. So if this was staged or there was something going on behind the scenes that let it happen, you know, that's one thing. But to see this kind of thing, and there's the cop over there walking behind him. You know, where are all these guys? I mean, you could break into the Capitol that easily. So it's one of two things. Either it was planned to let it happen like this, or it shows you the total incompetence of America's military industrial complex. How can they not let this thing happen and people walking in like that? There was no gun violence there. Five dead. They keep putting that number up. Okay, how did it happen? Who got killed? Oh, yeah, how about that poor woman whose brains were blown out by the cops? And the other people had what? Natural things, you know, something, heart disease or whatever, that killed them. And the one police officer that was killed, and now we're hearing different stories on how he was killed. That is not a riot that takes over the Capitol. That these people could have been walked in like this shows you the total incompetence of America, America. The military industrial complex that has robbed us of trillions upon trillions of countless tens of trillions of dollars to build the military industrial complex. And the tough cops is all dressed up in their military drag. Yeah, it'll blow your brains out if you're not wearing a mask. You're not socially distanced. Maybe that's what they'll kill you for next. Look at this. America, the land of the free. How about the land of the freaks? The freaks that are destroying this nation. Oh, I like Pelosi. I'm so happy Biden's there. I like Mitch McConnell. Hey, Lindsey, did you come out of the closet yet, Graham? Look at the freak show. Nancy Pelosi, Diane, not so Feinstein. It is a freak show. Little gutless Gavin. Arrogant. Arrogant nobody. Andy Cuomo, the daddy's boy. A little boy wolf. A little boy wolf. The governor of Pennsylvania. What wolf? This guy got cojones smaller than a mothball. What wolf? Oh, but he got Rachel Levine behind him to back him up. America, the land of the free, being occupied by the military for the inauguration of a guy that's been sucking off the public tit for 47 years. A warmonger, not a war that that guy didn't like. America's military industrial complex. There he is. There he is. There she is. Oh, excuse me. Oh, you're going to go after me now, Rachel, for calling you he to she? Yeah, you cut him off and do what you want with him, but don't you tell me what to do, Junior. Yeah, first book I worked on, 1986. A Warner book, big book, Natural Healing, honorary doctorate from the National University of Health Sciences for the work I've done in the field. And I got these freaks telling me what to do. America, lockdown. It's a military state takeover. And I talk about the Pentagon. I'm not talking about the soldiers. I'm talking about the low lives that run the show. This is America, the land of the free, the land of the freaks that are running it and destroying the freedom, the peace and justice of we, the people of the United States. Just to get this straight, all you generals, hey, Biden, all you libtards, yeah, you're not liberals, you're libtards. Who's he bringing in for the defense guy? Oh, yeah, a general. General who? Oh, general from the board of directors of Raytheon? Oh, but the libtards love him. They're not liberals. Here's the definition for liberal. Google it up. Willing to respect or accept behavior or opinions different from one's own. Open to new ideas. What a joke. They're libtards. I'm in libtard land, New York, New York. Yeah. This is from the toilet paper record. Yesterday. How Twitter coaxed its boss on Trump banned. Mr. Dorsey was concerned about the move, said two people with knowledge of the call. For 4 years, he had resisted demands by liberals. And others that Twitter terminate Mr. Trump's account. Look at that guy. Liberals? Liberals resisted demands by liberals? They are destroying the word liberal. Hey, who's this little jerk that wrote this? Oh, there's a couple of them, maybe. Oh, there are. There's Katie Conga, and Mike Isaac. Hey, you jerks! You misuse the word liberal, moron toilet paper propaganda sheet. Toilet paper record, that's all you're good for, crapsters, because liberals are willing to respect or accept behavior or opinions different from one's own. Ha ha, but not in the toilet paper. Look at this guy, Dorsey. Look at the freak show. It's a freak show. Welcome aboard, 2020. One. We'll be right back. In a few.
I want to warn all patriots in the United States and across the world that are listening to my voice. I'm Alex Jones. I've been in this fight 27 years, and I've studied every angle of their operations. And I'm here to tell you as clear as day, they have organizations on message boards and other groups posing as patriot leaders and posing as President Trump, anonymously telling you to have armed marches in all 50 states coming up on the 20th and before that. You are being set up. I was there here in D.C. with a million peaceful people. And I watch Antifa and other leftist groups pose as our people and set us up. Thank God the Patriots did not engage in the rioting. So only a few people did it. So the thing was a misfire. It was a dud. But the left is hungry to declare all Trump supporters terrorists, and they're planning terrorist attacks and mass shootings on the 20th to blame the American people. Do not be part of it. We are peaceful. We are not violent.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello. Breaking on the Alex Jones Show.
Is it all right, town?
How many more?
For an uptight town.
It's uptight, all right.
Like this town.
This town's gone, man. Downtown is no town. Dead town. Dead everywhere. The slimy, low-life politicians killed it. Oh, but they're going to bring it back now that Trump's out. I'm hearing Fat Mouth Cuomo throwing out that Cuomo crap. Oh, we got to make things better over here. We got to win the COVID war. We got to... Oh, and also that other one, Lighthead over there. Lighthead, Lightfoot, Light Nothing. Light-minded Nothing. Of the Chicago mayor. Oh, we got to open things up again. We got to open things up. Hey, now that Trump's out, let's open things up again. What a bunch of crap from crapsters. Look at this country. Look what this country looks like, militarized. Again, Alex Jones said it perfectly, and I've been saying this for years. I'm the guy that launched Occupy Peace. This has to be done peacefully. You will not win a war in fighting it. It'll be slaughter, violence worth nothing. America. Look at this. Oh, and I love those pictures. You want to show how stupid, how what a bunch of losers the Pentagon is? When you had all those people laying around everywhere in the Capitol, all dressed up in their military drag? What kind of crap is this? And I mention this because America starts wars all over the world. Hey, you remember that other lying, low-life piece of garbage? Oh, look at this. There's a trained military for you. Look at this. It's a sideshow. It's a freak show. Step right up. Step right up. Look at them laying around. We're ready. We're ready if anybody breaks in here. Just like they robbed us of our rights after 9/11, they're doing it again. This is 9/11 on steroids. This, what's going on in America would be a reason for the slimy low lives like George W. Bush, Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction. And look at this. Look at this. It ties to Al-Qaeda. And we kill all those people, destroy a nation, cost us trillions of dollars based on lies, outright lies, like everyone that Biden supported. Oh, now you're going to beat us. You guys haven't won a war since the World War II. Oh, yeah, mission accomplished. Losers. Murderous general losers. I'm not blaming the soldiers. A lot of these people are joining because they have no other choice in life. I'm blaming the slimy, murderous politicians who should be in jail for starting wars based on lies. Hey, how about that Afghan war? What's an Afghan war? Oh, only going on for 20 years. That's the military? And now they're taking over our lives. Look how they, look how tough they get when they lose. If America saw this in another country, hey, like Obama, the Nobel Peace, the crap prize winner, Obama, all you libtards who love your murder, Obama, I want that guy Gaddafi out of there. Can you imagine if Gaddafi had this kind of military around his place? Oh, how America would be going after him to see a military like this taking over the country of Libya. Hey, we got to get that Gaddafi out of there. Look what America's become. Look what America's become. Land of the free. Land of the freaks. The freaks that are running and destroying this nation. Now. The Obama administration's back in office, boys and girls. Hey, why did you remember Obama, the arrogant Obama? Oh, Salenti, why don't you calm down? You know, if you put on an act like Obama, after Oprah took him under her wing, when it was the first person that she ever supported for president, and I was on Oprah twice. If I calmed down and knew how to BS folks, you know, folks, what's going on down there in Washington, folks? I don't think this is right for America, folks. And if you elect me, I'll make sure I folk you as much as I can, telling you what great folks you are, folks. Salenti, calm down. You should be like the British. They know how to speak properly. Why the sun never sets on the British Empire as we slaughter people all over the world. So take it easy. Don't tell me to calm down and not be angry. I'm angry that my life is being stolen from me. The freedom of me being an American. Oh, and by the way, all you public servants, you public servants, you do what we tell you to do. I pay taxes and a lot of them. We better unite for freedom. Oh, there he is. Look at that jerk. Look at that imbecile, clown, moron mayor. New York, New York. Hey, set a stage for me. Set a stage for me as everybody you stay in your house. I take center stage. I'm a de Blasio. You're not an Italian. Wilhelm? Hein Wilhelm? Oh, I won't be able to say that. I could get censored for saying Wilhelm or Hitler. Look what they did to that Illinois congresswoman. She said Hitler got it right. You got to get the youth. Why, how dare she say Hitler got it right? Why, you anti-Semite? I'm not making that up. Hitler got it right. I can't say, put on your worthless mask. Do as you're told. I am your mayor. I am your governor. If you don't obey me, all aboard. Next train to Auschwitz. Oh, they took that off. They took me off LinkedIn for saying that. They took rid of, got that one off there. You can't say Hitler. Oh, but that guy Lemonhead. Yeah, little Donnie Lemon. Lemon, he's the perfect name for that sour piece of grape, man. You heard him on CNN calling all Trump's followers Nazis. Yeah. That's okay. A lemon can do it, but you can't. Why, I say mask lives matter. It's a freak show. People better unite for freedom. If we don't, we are gone. Look what's going on in the capital of the United States. This would be a reason that Obama or Clinton or Bush, well, any of the murderous presidents who started wars based on lies would start a war to invade another country to bring them freedom and democracy. Why, America doesn't have freedom and democracy. We're not allowed to say what we want. We're censored. We're censored by the geek freaks. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Can you imagine this? Free? Huh. My parents' generation, they could never imagine this. They'd be rolling in their graves. And we will be too, rolling in our graves of life right now if we don't unite for freedom, peace, and justice. Support InfoWars. Buy those products. Keep the truth alive. Right back.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So, this is a product product, we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals. And they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Waging war on corruption, it's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting near dawn.
Hello, hello. Breaking when on. The, tire, the Alex Jones Show. I'll soon be with you, my love. Yep, soon be with you. Hey, listen, Alex Jones, what are you saying? I mean, you need to support InfoWars. It's one of the last free voices out there. Support it. Buy their products. The globalist storm is here. So stock up now and support the tip of the spear. Last week, it's the last week for up to 60% off on their top-selling products. And some of their top-selling products are already running out. So now's the time to take advantage of these great sales. And again, to support the InfoWars crew before they're gone. Pollen Block, 25% off. Selling out fast. Alpha Power, 50% off. Selling out fast. Pure Turmeric Extract, 50% off. Selling out fast. And with the new year upon us, it's time you really need to reevaluate your approach to your supplement routine and supercharge your 2021 with some of these InfoWars life specials, like 50% off one of my favorite, Super Male Vitality, and it's back in stock. 50% off Survival Shield X2, it's back in stock. 50% off Alpha Power,
50% off Chill Force, 50% off Lung Cleanse, 50% off Survival Shield. Look, go to InfoWarsStore.com. Look at the products that they have available, the great deals right now, the 50%, 60% off, and do what you can to support InfoWars. Because we need to keep the truth alive. And it's being stolen from us in front of our eyes. Again, in this story, and I'm making it up, from the toilet paper record last Sunday, this past Sunday, yesterday, how Twitter coaxed its boss on Trump banned. Mr. Dorsey was concerned about the move, said two people with knowledge of the call. For 4 years, he had resisted demands from liberals that wanted to terminate Mr. Trump's account. They are not liberals. This is propaganda, and it's a destruction of the word liberal. Again, willing to respect or accept behavior or opinions different from one's own. So little clown boys and girls who wrote the stupid story in the toilet paper record, you misused the word, or maybe you didn't. You're propagandists. What else do they have on the liberal? Tolerant. Why? A tolerant person wouldn't want to get rid of Trump. Or an unprejudiced person, or an unbigoted person, or a broad-minded person. Why, I find broad-minded sexist. How about that? Well, we got to change that name. Open-minded, enlightened, forbearing, permissive, free, free and easy, easygoing, laissez-faire, libertarian, unbiased, impartial, nonpartisan, lenient, you got it, lying little toilet paper freaks. They're libtards, not liberals. Slimy little libtards. You don't believe in what I believe in? You have no right to be free. I'm one of the freaks walking around everywhere with nobody on the street with a mask on. So beautifully designed so I can hide my face and not be anybody. But look into my eyes. What do you see? Woo! Freaks! Libtards! There we go. There we go. In and out, up and down, inside out. I have a designer mask. Why, I'm so cool. I'm such a fool. Oh, yes, SC is doing great. All those designer masks on the mask out, freaks. Libtards! Why, you don't wear a mask? Why, how dare you come by me without your mask? Hey, wanker! You're wearing a mask. It's safe. Why tell me to wear one? Oh, Salenti, you're going to die if you don't wear one. That's right. All the libtards went after me when I held the rally up here in Kingston. I had hundreds of people in the garden, the Crown Garden on the most historic four corners in America. And I died. That was July 4th. Look at them. Look at the freaks. July 4th, I died. This is not Salenti. Judge Napolitano from Fox is the keynote speaker. He died too. We all died. Everybody died. Oh, and we all caught the virus and died from the virus. So you're wearing a mask. Take your mask and shove it. Don't tell me what to do. And any governor, any president, any mayor, any politician, politic, that wants to put a mask on me, come over here and try to do it. And vaccinate me? You can take that vaccination and I can shove it where you want to put it. And it ain't going to be on me. And I don't mean that in a violent way. I'll put it into your Adam's apple so that when the virus comes in, it'll stop right there. Freedom. What freedom? Freakdom! Libtard America! You don't believe what I believe? Hey, if you're being vaccinated, Junior, shut up. You're shut up like crazy anyway. You ain't alive, man. You're safe. You're safe. So why tell me to get vaccinated? But you know they're going to do it. They're going to keep pushing for it. And that's why you have to support InfoWars, buy their products, and subscribe to the Trends Journal. No other magazine like it. Poof. Another, last week was about 92 pages. This week, the week before, like 110. No advertisements, all facts. Helps you plan for the future. And here's the future. They're going to keep pumping in more cheap money into the system. It is the Great Reset. They give the little people of Slavelandia a couple of bucks. See, you don't need to own your own business. We gave it all to Amazon. We gave it all to Target and Walmart. We made the billionaires billionaire biggers. You don't need to open your own place. Yeah, I own nothing. It's the new world order. You have no privacy. And life has never been better because we are giving you, the people of Slavelandia, everything you need. And we're just going to keep printing all this fake money to make it happen. So, I remain bullish on gold, particularly silver. I see it rising at a higher percentage rate than gold this year. I see it going well over $50 an ounce. The silver makes it like $25 an ounce now in change. I called a rise in silver when it was at $17 last summer. And I called gold bull run when gold was $1,332 on, I believe it was June 6, 2019. And Bitcoin, read the Trends Journal. It was $8,000 several months ago. I said when it breaks over 10,000, solidifies, it's going to keep shooting higher. And now we're right in the $35,000 range. So it's going to keep going higher because they're printing all this fake money, backed by nothing and printed on nothing. And then they're going to go digital. So now, with the military in full control in the USSA, the United Soviet States of America, they know every penny is spent. Where you spent it, who you spent it on, what, where, and when. So they could get the money in taxes. So all these little politics, these little slimy politicians who never worked a day in their lives, they don't have to worry because they got your money in taxes. They keep their jobs, their benefits, their pensions, and their salary. So, here we are, winding down, and I want to thank Alex Jones for everything that he's doing and the staff. Great staff, terrific people, hard workers. Do what you can to support InfoWars. And most of all, be the best person that you can. Rise to the highest level, spiritually, emotionally, and physically. Fight for freedom. Fight for peace and justice. Next week.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.